Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. If you're new to the show, this is where I bring my 13 years of podcasting experience. We grab a random podcast and we see how long I can hold on, except for today, because Charlie Farmer went out to podcastrodeoshow.com, clicked on the Fiverr button, and said, hey, put my show on. His show is called Incrementum, and the description in iTunes is Incrementum is a Latin word which can be translated into English to mean growth. Incrementum is all about interviewing aspirational. Okay. I need to look that one up. That's a 50-cent word right there, Charlie. Inspiring individuals that are always trying to grow and develop. I hope to find out what makes them so motivated and dedicated. When you go to his website, it's a SoundCloud page. SoundCloud.com/user/47718905 That's easy to remember, don't you think? So my first impression would be, if this is a business show where you're helping people like grow their business, would you buy a car from somebody in a tent? I wouldn't. Get a website, get a domain, something. But that's not a great first impression when I see a SoundCloud page. Also, just for the record, SoundCloud was loaned $70 million from Twitter. $70 million. Can you think about that for a second? Million. And Twitter has basically said, we're not getting that back. So they're over $300 million now. SoundCloud is a horrible option for podcasting in the long run. Why they're still around, we're now saying probably mid-2019 is when they'll run out of money again, because they just keep blowing through money. But anyway, today we're going to be listening to episode 3. He's only got 4 episodes out, so he's brand new. So Charlie, thanks for coming on and letting us take a peek at your show, being that you're kind of brand new. And the title is Matthew Voska, Silicon Valley Entrepreneur. And we'll get to that right after this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
And it goes a little something like this. All right. I'm assuming you have the rights to play that.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Incrementum podcast.
Right.
Today we'll be interviewing Matt Voska. Met Matthew in San Francisco. He has previously founded his own company. He has been through startup accelerators, and he's currently part of a very successful company with huge growth potential for the future, and he is a Silicon Valley entrepreneur.
Why is it a secret?
Please stay tuned. What's the name? I hope you enjoy. So, I'm here with Matthew Voska. Matt, I didn't want to, in the intro, tell them too much about you. I'd quite like you to introduce yourself. Starting from way back when, can you basically give us a sort of summary of your life, in a sense?
I was born a poor black child.
Happy to, Charlie, and thanks for having me on your first ever podcast.
Who are you, Charlie?
A long time ago. So I'm from Illinois, just outside Chicago, about an hour and a half outside the city.
Don't care.
And I've always had this knack for entrepreneurship.
Don't care.
I'm sure I got it from my dad. He's started a small business in pretty much every different industry. So
has nothing to do with me.
He's done a lot of that, and I'm sure I picked it up from him, but it started. I had a rock collection, which I sold.
Oh, are you kidding me?
When I was about 6 years old.
How did that do?
Well, I was trying to sell every rock for $1, and I had left to go hang out with my friend, and I came back, and someone took the entire pack of rocks for $1.
Oh no!
Well, lesson learned.
Yeah, so that was it didn't work out as well as I'd hoped. and then I got interested in technology. So I realized that my uncle had this issue with his
cell phone. Still waiting for the part that I'm supposed to care about.
Because I learned how to just play around with things until they work. And he was a salesman, so he wrote me an invoice, wrote an invoice for me, and had me hand it back to him. And then he paid me like $2. And that's when I realized that my knowledge, what I'd acquired just by playing around with things, was valuable to other people, and I could sell it.
Yeah.
And I was probably in fifth grade, maybe.
The question was, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I guess a little bit younger.
Not a lot about yourself. Holy cow.
I asked my dad, hey, you know, how do you go about starting a business? And he said, well, you know, name, and then you got to just get yourself out there. So I called myself Voska Electronics, and I was the CEO, founder, and head technician. And I just went on my computer and went on Microsoft Publisher and made a little advertisement and started putting it up around the neighborhood. And nothing really came about at first. In fact, someone that I think one of the kids I went to school with had just ripped off all the all the pullaways with my phone number on it. And so I, you know, went back home, printed out a new one, went and put it back up the next day, and just kept putting them up until I got a phone call.
And so we've listened to 3 minutes of this now. What is knowing the history of Matthew Voska going to help you? Now, let's think about this. In this case, Charlie is doing a show about business. His target audience, I'm going to guess here, are entrepreneurs who want to grow their business. What does learning the history of Matthew and his rock collection have to do with anything that's going, like, can I take that? And I guess in the future, I'll know to not leave my rocks out, or the fact that, you know, Charlie or Matthew made a mistake. But in the end, one of the worst questions that you can ask somebody is, tell us a little bit about yourself. You know who this guy is. You know why you've brought him on here. Although for whatever reason, you wanted to kind of hide it from the audience. Listen to Jimmy Fallon when he introduces somebody. Coming to the stage right now, they're in the new play at blah, blah, blah on this thing. Oscar award winning actor, now in the TV show such and such. Please welcome so-and-so. I know why they're there. So this person should be, he's a Silicon Valley investor. He's the CEO of this thing. He grew his business to such and such. He's going to help us learn how to blah, blah, blah. Please welcome Matthew Voska. Because I don't think Matthew knows who he's talking to. Because when you say, tell us a little bit about your, I mean, seriously, you could ask me, Dave, tell me a little bit about yourself. Well, I was born in Akron, Ohio. Who cares? I was a paper boy growing up. Who cares? And then later I got a job as a grocery clerk. Who cares? I got fired because I was too shy. Who cares? Later I got another job in a grocery store. Who cares? You brought me on to talk about podcasting. So don't you think I should fast forward to like at least 2004, not 1977? So let your guest know who they're talking to. Let them know why you brought them on the show. And you don't have to give them the questions, but say, hey, we're going to talk about this topic, and this topic. I'll give you an example. I just had some guys on the School of Podcasting. They do a show called Is This Adulting? And it's all about mental illness. And the one co-host just apparently has a bit of mental illness. And that's his whole thing. I want to talk about it and remove the stigma. And so good. I told him, I said, okay, I want to bring you on. I want to talk about how this show has affected you. I want to talk about how it's affected your listeners. I want to talk about the fact that you guys mix mental illness and comedy. And that's about it. And then maybe how you promote your show. And what's it like? Have you gotten any negative feedback? And my point of them coming on the show was to have people who are afraid to start their own podcast to say, look, if these guys can do this, you can talk about Star Trek. So you should do the same thing for your guests. Here's what you're coming on. Here's why you're coming on. Here are the topics we want to talk about. Here's who you're talking to. And you can also let them know, typically these run about 20 minutes. When somebody tells me that, I know I need to keep my questions or my answers, if I'm being interviewed, fairly short, because we're not going to get through more than, you ask me one question, I'm going to talk for 20 minutes. I don't have a problem with that. So you need to let me know. So the better target you can give your guest, the better they can answer the question. And one of the worst questions, and that's, again, it's all it is, it's my opinion, is tell us a little bit about yourself. That's not their job. You know your audience. Tell your audience who they are. And then get right to the point. So I'm assuming you brought this guy on for something. Tell us a little bit about blank. How did that come about? What were the struggles? What did you learn from that? Things like that. So bring your guest on and get them steered right in the direction that you know they have the gold. They have the gold. Get them going right in the direction that your audience wants to hear about. They don't want to hear about this guy's rock collection or his uncle. They want to know, how am I going to grow my business? So that would be my advice. Now, the other thing is, kudos for starting a podcast. And you have the luck. Dude, you have a British accent. That is so cool. The one thing you're doing, and this is easily fixable, and I'm going to try to reproduce it here, is you're too far away from your microphone. Because like right now, I'm in your head. But if I do this, see, I'm the same volume, kind of, but I'm a mountain away from the microphone. So now you feel like you're in the room with me, but I'm on the other side of the room. Where if I turn my microphone down and get right up on it, now I'm right in your head. So I'm not sure what microphone you're using, but you have a fair amount of room noise, and that's easily fixed. Just get a pop filter. It's this little like piece of cloth you stick in front of the microphone. Get your fingers. I'm hitting my microphone here. I'm about three fingers away from my microphone, and I have the thing pointed at the corner of my mouth. So I'm not talking directly into it. I'm actually talking across from it. So if you need more information on how to record and what tools to use, that's what I do at the School of Podcasting. If you want a more in-depth kind of, let me go over, not over just the beginning of your show, but your website, let me look at your audio quality. It's myself and Eric K. Johnson, who's been in radio for 30 years. So he goes over, he can really help you with your interview skills. I can help you with your technical skills. We can help you. I think you need a website of some sort, or, you know, something on the SoundCloud page does not instill a ton of, confidence. But I realize you're episode 5 in, so maybe you want to test the waters a little bit. But all in all, I like the fact that, you know, you got a great guest and you got it going. It just, for me, get to the meat and potatoes. I don't care about the guy's rock collection. So thanks so much for tuning in. If you'd like to have your show on the Podcast Rodeo Show, it's super easy. Go out to podcastrodeoshow.com, click on the Fiverr button. There is no upsell. It's $5. And somebody might actually like, you know, say, hey, I want to hear the rest of that guy. I want to hear about the Silicon Valley guy. And go out to podcastrodeoshow.com, click on the link. I'll have a link to the show. I'll have a link to the episode. Everything is out there, podcastrodeoshow.com. This is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com reminding you to enjoy your ride.
This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com. Changing the world, one download at a time.